It is 26 to 9. Good morning. Well, today we're going to have an open and honest conversation about this this national tragedy, the amount of male domestic violence against women. I like to think that I can spot solutions for things. When I see a problem, I look at it and I think about it. I think, right, this is what we should do. I'm at a bit of a loose end on this one. There are so many different theories about what we should do. I mean, the Prime Minister's calling a meeting of National Cabinet on Wednesday to discuss it. But, I mean, you know, here are some of the options. I mean, do we have better education, particularly for boys at school, more respect for women? Do we have tougher punishments for people that do abuse women? Do we have more counselling for men? This was a solution raised on Friday by a listener who rang me up. I do know that the solution that some people put out, that all men are to blame, is counterproductive. You know, the vast majority of men do not commit acts of domestic violence. So to say that everyone is to blame because they're of a particular gender, I don't think is going to work. I also know, having spoken to female friends, that things like apprehended violence orders aren't really worth the paper that they're printed on. Yes, you can get a court to say to a man, you must not come within, you know, 1 kilometre of your ex-partner's home, but no one enforces them. Anyway, I'll take you suggestions throughout the program today. 133693, mornings at 3aw.com.au. The Prime Minister wants to have a conversation about it. He was actually booed at a rally on the weekend when he spoke about it, which I thought was actually pretty disrespectful. But what do we do? Because there are so many different theories. There really are. And I personally, the one I favour, but I'm happy to be proved wrong, is that when someone commits, a man commits an act of domestic violence, that the punishment has to be immediate and it has to be tough. It has to be tough in such a way that if that person is then locked up, they're locked up for a long period of time so they can't commit more such acts. And it has to be tough to act as a deterrent to others. Anyway, I will take your suggestions because it is a difficult problem and the solution is not obvious.